You're listening to episode number 26 of the Fashion Your Passion podcast. This week, I'm talking to Kylie Jade, a 13-year-old positive influencer who is the founder of Tumblers Against Bullying, which is an online anti-bullying group. Kylie is also the writer of Think Before You Speak, which is on the Teenfluential page. Kylie's biggest passions are spreading awareness to bullying, teen suicide, and how to prevent it by being kind. Welcome to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Reyes, a college student here to help you fashion your passion and transform your life. This past year, I've learned a lot about living out your true passions and implementing the best habits, and I'm ready to share these tips with you. Season 3 is nothing like you've ever heard on any other podcast before, and I'm so excited to take you on this journey with me. Let's get to it. Welcome back. You are listening to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. I have here today Kylie Howard, who is a student and a blogger, and she is going to talk to us all about what the movement that she started, why she started it, and how it's going to change the lives of many people. So Kylie, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Kylie Howard, the creator and leader of Tumblers Against Bullying.
And can you just tell me a little bit about what you're doing currently that you're passionate about and how you got into that?
I am working on a movement to prevent bullying and teen suicide. It's always been something important to me because I've personally experienced bullying, and I've had friends who have experienced bullying and friends who have committed suicide from it. So growing up, this has always been a huge topic for me. And now that I'm older, I see that this is something that I really should try and help out on.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So tell me a little bit more about it. And if you could, just tell me about mainly your Instagram page and how it really came to be.
The first time that I ever heard about Tumblers Against Bullying was from a Norwegian airshop company called Airshop. And they had posted about hate on the internet and how it's a lot more prevalent than it used to be. So I talked to the company and we had the idea to start a group. So Tumblers Against Bullying was made on May 19th, 2018.
Wow. And so define to me what Tumblers Against Bullying, like what does that mean? Like define like Tumblers in general for me. And yeah, just talk about how the name came to be.
Tumblers Against Bullying started out as an anti-bullying group for gymnasts, dancers, and cheerleaders. But as we grew, we kind of opened up and now this is a group for anyone who wants to make a change. Not only, it doesn't matter what you can or can't do, no matter who you are, where you're from, or what you can do, we believe that anyone can make a change.
That's amazing. So did you ever think that you would be, you know, running this movement or doing all these things at your age? I mean, you are, what, 15? Yeah?
13.
13, sorry. And so did you think that you would be running this movement at this age? And how has that really changed your life right now?
I never thought that this would happen when this first began. I thought that it would start up and then last a month and end. But a year later, we're still going and things are a lot bigger than they used to be. And I'm realizing that this is the path I want to take in my life.
So where do you think you want to move forward with this movement?
I would love to do fundraisers around the country to raise money for suicide prevention and bullying prevention because this is super important to me and to a lot of people I know. So I would love to travel around the U.S. and do fundraisers to help raise money for different nonprofits working in this area.
That's incredible. And if you ever want to come to New York, I am fully here for you. I will be waiting. But throughout this, so you've had this for a year, a little bit more than a year now. And throughout this experience, were there ever moments where you got, you know, discouraged because it was, you know, you put something out there and it wasn't received as well as you would like it, or you just really thought this wasn't what you were supposed to be doing?
Oh yeah. I mean, especially getting hate, like I've gotten hate before. People say that I'm never going to get anywhere with this, but now I'm realizing that it's not about the hate that I get, but the people that I'm helping. So no matter how many people say I'm never going to get anywhere, I know that this is helping people, even if it just helps one person, this is completely worth it.
Right. And how did you realize that? Like, how long did it take for you to, you know, to realize and like to learn that these people who are telling you you can't do it, like they don't really, like they've never done it before maybe, or that, you know, they don't really know what, you know, it's the capacity in which you can achieve this?
It took one of my friends to tell me that no matter what I do, I shouldn't give up, because for the longest time, like I've thought, well, giving up would be the best choice right now. I might as well just not keep going because this isn't helping people. But one of the girls that was a part of Tumblr's Against Bullying told me, she said, listen, I never wanted to tell you this, but you really have to bow out of what you're doing. And at first, like, that didn't really, I didn't really understand what she meant by that. And then later we were talking, she said that she was having a lot of problems with bullying. She thought fighting was the best way through it. And whenever she came across Tumblr's Against Bullying, she realized that fighting wasn't the best way to do it. She said things have changed a lot now.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. And I just am so amazed. What has it been like to sort of create this community, right? And how has it changed the way you interact with people? How has it sort of changed the way in which you sort of go about life? Because you now have this sort of product and this movement that you want to, you know, tell people about and you want to, you know, share with the world. So in person and online, how has sort of your presence changed and how has your intentions changed?
I've changed a lot since Tumblr's Against Bullying started. I've been more aware of my surroundings. I've tried to think a lot more before I speak about things. And I feel like I have an online family now because in person I have a family. But I also feel like I have an online family. Sometimes they're easier to talk to. And it's crazy to think this is all happening right now. But this is...
Yes. Yeah. So what would you say that you're the biggest, like, so I bet you always hear people and they say, you know, when you're doing something and you're pursuing something, you should have a why for, you know, obviously like why you're doing it. So what is your biggest why? Why are you pursuing everything that you're pursuing right now?
I've lost two friends to suicide by bullying. One when I was in kindergarten and I didn't understand what it meant at the time. And one about a year and a half ago. And after all of this, I realized that bullying and suicide is a lot more of a big deal than I thought it was. And this is just kind of all started happening after these things happened. Because I realized that just because bullying wasn't that big of a deal in my life, that doesn't mean that it isn't in someone else's life.
Yes, yes, for sure. And so this is like the final question of the podcast, but based off of the title of the podcast, what is one tip that you would give people or give teens who are, you know, who have a lot of big dreams for their life based off of how you fashioned your passion?
If you have a big dream and you think that you can't reach it because of your age, don't ever let age stop you. You can accomplish anything if you set your mind to it and you're determined enough. It just takes a lot of hard work and you will get there no matter what your age is. You can get there if you work hard and you just never give up on yourself.
Yes, yes, that's so good. And where can people find you and where can people find this movement?
You can find us on Instagram at Tumblr's Against Bullying.
Perfect. Well, Kylie, thank you so, so, so much for being on the podcast today. I appreciate it immensely. And I am so excited for people to hear all about your movement. And it's literally, it's changing lives one life at a time. Thank you.